Deluxe Home Care, this is Sarah speaking.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good today.
That's wonderful.
Arm feels a lot better. I just took a lot of pain pills.
Wow. Happy to hear that you're doing good.
Yeah. I need you to... I shared and clocked in yesterday. We were at dinner and the movies with Kevin for Father's Day.
Mm, that's so nice.
So she didn't even hear the phone go off in the show. So she missed her clock in.
Davis, Rochelle. Let me open it up 1 second. So we're doing, you said yesterday?
Uh-huh. From 3 to 9:30.
She didn't clock in or out?
Right.
Now, you want me to bill the full hours this week, right? That means that starting, like, around the 26th, I will text you exactly when. She shouldn't clock in anymore then because her hours are going to be used up. But you want me to do that to bill the full 40 hours?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Let me just open Kevin Eric's account. I want to make sure I'm not missing any. Let's see. I think we're missing some days for him. Is he around that I could?
He's right here.
Is Eric also around?
Yep. We're needing to change our bank accounts, round number and account numbers, too.
I need a code for this app. That's why I had to send, because that's why I ain't able to clock in. I got a new phone, and they say I need the code. Y'all got to give me a code to put the app on the new phone.
Yeah, so you have to download the app from the App Store. I can send you all the instructions. I'll text them
over
to you.
Okay, I just need the code. It said I just need a code. I downloaded it to my new phone because the old phone wouldn't let me in. It wouldn't take the password.
Mm-hmm.
And I downloaded the app to my new phone, and it says I need a code from y'all.
Well, it should really be the opposite. You need a code from, we need a code from you in order to activate it, actually.
Okay, let me see. I got it right here.
If you follow the steps, then it should give you a caregiver mobile ID, and it's going to say contact your agency, and then you give that to us, and then I will link the account. I'll send you over the instructions now.
Okay. Well, I just pulled it up. It says, try to plug in.
You're using the HHA Exchange one, not the one that has a plus sign on it, right?
Yeah, I'm using the Exchange one.
Okay, good.
Download process, HHA.
Well, for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, what were your times then?
8:45 to 12:15. Dollars. Okay, that was you just sent me that information?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to take it out of here and I'm going to redo it. That's all I'm going to use the email. This thing is tripping. Hi, Hello? Yes?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Hannah. I'm reaching out because we pulled up your Medicare.
No, you didn't. Oh, and Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, do y'all have any clients that I can pick up?
Another case?
Yes.
Let me see. I'm just putting in your time first, and then I'll check.
Okay.
Did Rochelle end up calling to see if Eric could have more time?
Yeah, I'm waiting on them to call me back.
Oh, you're still waiting. Okay. Let me see over here. So you said you're looking for a case. Let's see which cases we have in Kansas City. Not in Kansas City. In St. Louis. Okay, I changed the status, so when they have a case that opens up, they're going to reach out to you.
Okay. So, this one, it say connect your account into the activation code provided by HHA Exchange via email or text message to connect your account. Please contact your provider or employer if you do not have an activation code. I don't have an activation code, and it ain't something else.
Did you check your email?
Yep, I just checked it. I check my email, and I check my email. Let me go on spam, make sure they didn't send it to spam. Hope it's not a spam neither. But if I don't have it in my email, I'm gonna check my text message. And I don't have it in my text message.
So what you would have to do in this case is you have to call HHA themselves, because it doesn't really have to do with us. It's like an issue on their end if it's not coming. I wouldn't be able to help you with that. You can call them up and tell them that your agency doesn't have a way of having a PIN. It's supposed to come from you, and then you give it to us.
Okay, so I need to call them up.
Yeah, it can be because it's uninstalled on your other, it's still installed on your other phone. You're trying to install it back on this phone, and it's not. Maybe it can't have two accounts on.
I can't get on this other phone account, though.
Right, so
it'll let me on sometime.
If you call them, they can end the account on the other phone, maybe, so you can add it onto this one.
By me having the, even with me having the same number.
Yeah, it can be. That's the issue.
Probably because they didn't charge it out.
No, I can't get the phone, period. If for some reason you can't, see, like we did that day. Sometimes it won't accept me touching, it won't come out. Sure. To their account.
Okay, so when you call them, then give me a call back.
Okay.
Thank you.